Change of the fish here on yours, no?
Yeah.
One more, they know.
What?
One more, we get they know.
He said check the left side.
Last week, I mentioned halacha, and some people asked some questions on it. I think I wasn't clear. I want to go over it again. We mentioned last week in the shir that when you open a bank account, sometimes they give you gifts. So we said that the Jewish bank, you're running into a problem according to some shittas, because the bank is giving you ribbis. Because usually when the bank gives you ribbis, the money has to work. So then the bank has to risk and so on, so they work it out. But if you hold, if the bank doesn't give, but the bank gives you right away, you don't have a chance of money to work, so holding you have to risk doesn't work, it's not working yet. So what are you giving a present for? You mentioned according to Mashak and according to Moshe, there's no problem, because since it's no Shibak, there's no shadow from ribbis. So you mentioned bank is no problem. We did mention by credit card. Let's say many credit cards you have cash advance. Let's say they give you for $20,000 you can take out on a credit card. But they give you you can take out $5,000 on a cash advance. So let's say you have a head disk of Lumen and Shimon, many head disk between each other. And you take that on someone else's credit card with a head disk, you take out a cash advance. So you go over to the person and say, listen, I took a cash advance, so I want to pay you for the ribbis. The ribbis right away, I want to pay you for the, let's say I take out the full $5,000, which I can take out a cash advance. And I tell, and let's say they're going to charge me, after, I'm going to pay back after monthly charge, let's say $500 for cash advance. So on this kid, I pay him now the $500, he can't do that. Because you can't pay, with a bank there's no problem, you have a Moshe to be Samachan. But when it comes to a private individual, between Reuben and Shimon, and I use his credit card for cash advance, I have to wait until I get the bill from the credit card. Because beforehand, it comes out that you didn't have a chance for the money to work. So if I pay him cash advance immediately, then there's an issa of ribbis. And according to everybody, that's also. Okay, now we'll talk about things about moving. Talking about ribbis by schar shabbos. Let's say a yid has money in a bank. Bank of Goyim, or Reif Goyim, or let's say bank, a Jewish bank, the son of Chanamash is Hetzer, there's no Shibur Aguf, or Bank of Yisrael that has a Hetzriska, and you have your money in a bank and it's earning day-to-day interest. So, even though there's no shadow from ribbis, like we mentioned all these cases, no shadow from ribbis, so the chari is a shadow from schar shabbos. Because, what's the shadow? The Ramos says, in our chayin, simen shin vav, sim dalet, that someone hires someone for a month, the chaydesh, in sachar, the chaydesh, you hire him for a month, the hitzimai shalmai kol yoyim kach vakach, mikasi yoyim. I hire for a month, so I'm paying you per day. That's called schiyoyim. And Shiyan HaShabbos is Takasa. So Moravon speaks out, the only thing the problem is, Ramatzah Chedr Chaveh, let's say I rent the room out, and I'm charging him per day, well, I take a hotel. Hotel you pay per day. The hotel, the Shaila, from Shiyan HaShabbos.
What about stock?
One second, get everything. So the Chaya, there's the Chaya, there's Shiyan HaShabbos. So by hotel, Rabbis can speak out, there's no Shiyan HaShabbos, because that's the paid room before, there's always have law. They prepare the day beforehand, they clean the room afterwards, so they always have law of chayil. But however, if you hire someone for the day, the chayil is chashat, so the law speaks out that by master chayil chabayot, it says, who has been hamalvim berivis, if someone runs the river, tzichil avayislah, tzichil avayislah, the nifra, that's a shmur, yifra, the kol shmur. You have to work in a way to have law. You can't pay to pay ribbis, you can't pay for day ribbis, because you might have to promise Chash Shabbos. And you shouldn't count the days. That's what the Maharam says. So according to that, how can you accept, even though there's no shadow from rivers, but how can you accept money from a bank as a place to pay the interest, the chayy, there's chal Shabbos? There's a tshuva, and then this someone answers to Moshe. So Moshe writes, and it's Moshe, Archayim, Chayim, 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 he says, the way it works in the banking industry, how does the day work? It works 24 hours from 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. It's a complete day. So therefore, you always have a blow up Friday. Moshe Friday night has a blow up Friday daytime. Moshe Shabbos has a blow up Moshe Shabbos because he worked the way the Goyim worked. That way, we work the Yidden, work in the Goyish day. So if you work in the Yiddish day, and if not, you have a problem on Shabbos. But the way the banks work is the Goyish way. They work from 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. So you have a blow up Friday with Friday night, and you have law of Shabbos with Mata Shabbos. So you have law of Chol together the same day, so maybe there's no Shaila from Tzcha Shabbos. The same thing speaks out, let me finish. The same thing speaks out, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmishas Chosef and Chav Ches, Sivkon Kuflam Dalar, the same thing speaks out in the Mechaz Yitzvah, in the Chav Tes, Sim Nun Tes, and the same thing speaks out, the Tzel HaChochma, the Chav Gimel Sim Lam Ches, and also the Sihuda and Perek Lamer Hei, Siv Kavim Sam of Beis. The Moshe writes in Tshuva Ezan, which the other ones don't hear on, the Moshe writes in Ezan and Tshuva, that let's say there are two Yantar Shein and Shogodish, you have 2 days of Yantar, Yantar comes out Monday, Tuesday. So for sure you have 24 hours of Yantar. So Chayra should be Shaila from our Lord then. So he says, that even though you have 24 hours of call, I'm sure Moshe has Monday, Tuesday. So you have Monday, you have 24 hours of the 48 hours, 24 hours of call that you'll have from 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. So Chayyah should be found then by Yom also. So he says, well, you don't have to worry about that, he writes in Tshuva. Why? Because only that's Sophic. The reason why it's 2 days nothing is fake. And it's taken for kids, the dialogue is, the Gemara says in Be'er, the dollar base, Be'er should know that it's a good occurrence to that. Because that's fake at the end, you know what it is. Even though today, I mean, I'm saying you a day, we do 2 days, 1 second. Oh, it's fake at the end. So it's fake at the end, so still there will not be a problem, since it's the time of it, so we won't ask this Chash Shabbos. What do I ask? Okay. Rosh Hashanah, he talked about Rosh Hashanah, he says Rosh Hashanah because Yom HaRichter, he tells out Yom HaRichter, but he writes another problem. When Yom HaRichter comes out Erev Shabbos, that's what he talks about. Yom HaRichter comes out Erev Shabbos, then it's a problem. He says, if Yom HaRichter and Shabbos come to smooth into Adadi, let's say Yom HaRichter comes out either Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday.
Pesach.
So the only time will come out like that. So the question is, well, there for sure it's the time bad, it's not the time suffering. So the difference on this Ochayah should be Shaila, it's of Chash Shabbos. So Moshe writes to the Tshuva that there's a problem, there's no way out of it, he says, there's no way out of it. However, he says, what you have to do is you have to figure out what you made that day. You have to figure out what you made that day on Shabbos, let's say if you have each day, same day interest, it's probably the way to figure out with computers and so on, they pay, say, $10 for that day, you made interest. So that $10, he says, you should give it to Stucker, and the Eichen, they don't know who's the giver. Give it away anonymously. Give it in cash. Give it some pushkas, anonymously. So you shouldn't have any tevis anon, and there should not be any charge from any person. That's what the Moshe writes in the Tshuva. The Michas Yitzchak in Cheretz Simen Nun Tes, he says like this, he has different Eitzah. He writes, he has the same Shaila, so he writes the same Eitzah, different Eitzah. That if you're going to use this money for a Dvar Mitzvah, you use the money, let's say you use the money for to pay to marry off your children, or for Tzchalimah, you can serve and make Yesh Mishimata that Mechavah brings down in Simen Shinvav. In Simen Shinvav, Sifhei, the Mechavah says, also, Lishkoi Chazonim, Lispal B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire Chazonim for to sing on Shabbos. Why? Because you're paying on Shabbos, they're working on Shabbos only. So if they're working only on Shabbos, then it comes out that you're paying them for Shabbos, because Shabbos is also for you. And it says, Yesh Mishamata. You mean Yesh Mishamata. That's the Yesh Mishamata over here. However, there's a Mechaber later on in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tov Kuf Pehei, Sifhei, it says, Anoit of Tcha, the Koya Sheikh of Rosh Hashanah. Let's say someone takes payment for Sheikh upon Sheikh Rosh Hashanah, or they have a Spalo. It's a Dalman for Amen. Most of Shach is a Dalman for Amen. Takes Tcha, or the Tzadim, Bishabasais, Riyantav, Ein Eroi Simbacha. You don't see Simbacha. So Chayit is three Mechabes. Mechabes is the first day, he says, it's also to take, it's also to be Chazim for Shabbos. Why is Chaz Shabbos? And over here it says, just you know, it's a Muzah, but she said, Ein Eroi Simbacha, Ein Eroi Simbacha, there's what she needs, Ein Eroi, Ein Eroi Simbacha, Ein Eroi Simbacha. So Chayit is three Mechabes. There's a Chubin Yechabes Das, so Rabat Yosef, in Chayit Al Simbacha Gimel, he brings out, clearly, from Kamach Reinem, the Ike is like the Mechaber and so on, the Simen Tov Kuf Pei. That's usually a cloud. Let me write later, you go by Sil Basra. So the Ike is, so there's no Issa. So, and also there's a Maksa Shetel. Maksa Shetel says in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, that really part of the Himba normally, when it's 2 days Mechaber, one day is Sunday, one Yesh Mishimati, you go by Sil first day. But in this case, the Maksa Shetel says he passed him like the Yesh Mishimati and Shin Yim Rav. So Mela, since there's no pay over here, you're getting daily interest up to Michas Yitzchak. So Mela, you can send him to Mekilim, that if you use the money for Tzva Mitzvah, like the marriage of children, or give it for honey or something like that, then you use the Tzva Mitzvah, then it's okay, then there's no problem with Tzva Shabbos. So Mela, what? Maybe not. It could be honest on that.
What's the
score of the Yishmishamata? It was Tzva Mitzvah. That's what it's all for Tzva Mitzvah. Okay. Let's say the time comes up to pay. I buy so on, let's say $1,000. And I pay him up. I give him $100, $50. And at the end it comes out, you're stupid, I pay him the full $1,000 or not. Not sure. So the shine is, and if I pay extra, if I pay something upon that, we're not paying ribbons. No, if I'm a super quick, if I pay out the top something, am I either is a ribbon or not? There's a Chuba Nabi Nezer, in Chashemish for Simchav Kimmel, he says, since the Leiva is giving Machma Sofik, it's not Sir at all, it's a ribbon. As long as I'm giving, I'm not giving Tosh Ribbis, I give, I'm not sure. So Zakti Abdi Nezer, there's no Shaila from Ribbis. In the Bish Yehuda, in Karakei, in Sifka Lamehei, he brings out, hey, even further, he's on a Tom Dayan from the Rider, from Rishon, from the Rider, that says, Parshat Atzmuta, to be myself, Achi Yates, Sofim Elibai. As long as, even though, the Dinyan I came to hide the person, the Dinyan I came to hide the person. Why? Because prove me, myself, I have a Raya. I said, I paid $1,000. You said, I didn't pay $1,000 yet, so prove it, I didn't pay it. So, myself, I have a Raya. So, even though the Dinyan I came to hide him, but Elijah does that to be lost his day Shemayim, because if he still owes him some money, it's not called divis. Just the Jesse has on.
Is it a little weird,
so it's
sure that
paid
off?
Huh?
Life is sure.
What? Now we're talking about something. We're talking right now. We'll talk about something way to show. That's the next thing. So if he's not sure if you paid him up or not, and just he do it, he lost it to the Shemayim, so he thinks he's still chayek to him, the wife thinks he's still chayek to him, then that's not called vivis. Just the lima should be Michael the Malva, should be only careful. In case you should have in mind when I give you back the say, not sure I paid $1,950 yet. So I paid extra $50. I said I have in mind that I'm doing it not towards vivis, not towards gezel. I don't want you to be either I want to be either sinisa. The Zakta Mishnah Vivis in Paragimel of Sukkotah Zion, let's say the mild, your case, let's say for sure, I'm sure I paid $1,000. Just the mild says, no, you only paid me $950, you didn't pay me the whole amount. It's the mild, the lion is sure, but the mild says, no, you still owe me another $50. Even though I'll keep in, I must have got a raya, but still, but the lion doesn't want. And then the mother today, another $50, it's the only reason why the lawyer is paying that. I know for sure I paid $1,000. Because he's claiming, I owe him another $50. So the lawyer is just still giving him the extra $50 so that the Shadar has started my lawyer should be, that the mother should be greater than him. So Mestava, he says, is more than a pay all the schumis to bear. Because he's not paying against his ribis, he's paying, he shouldn't be my lawyer. So in such a case, he's allowed to pay him in full, and the extra $50. Pashtus, the lady should be Michael the Malva, if he knows he shouldn't pay extra, she doesn't want the Malva to be having Mr. Gezel. She should have Mechila on Issa of Gezel. Another case. Let's say, I buy his son to go shopping for me. He goes shopping for me, and he buys the item, and he lends me the money, I'll pay him back the money. You know, he's buying him, he's lending him the money, and he pays him back. And the item costs I'm just giving you a number. $11.95. This is costing. And he comes and brings me an item, he lends you the money, buys the item for you, and he brings you the item, and all you have is $12. You have only cash, $12. The shot is, and the amount does not change. That is the 5 cents. So the shot is, if I tell him to keep the 5 cents, here's $12, keep the 5 cents. Because this is a ribbis. I'm giving extra 5 cents over here. This is even a marshal. This is not knocking you. If $5 $5,000 knocking me, no? This is a ribbis. So Zach the Chulam in Kitzchak, in Chedet Testament, Pechaz, Nedus the Pallof, he says that if the item is a Schum Katan, it's allowed to give him the extra Tosh Katana. If the Kavana of both of them is intentionate, it's a Mechicha. Because he has to go 5 cents. I have to go buy 95 cents. You know, so either you come up with 5 cents, or I have to go come back and pay. That's a chance. Hey, so Michael, so both of them, they're doing the just in the name of Ticha, there's no Esimibra. But he ends up the tshuva, he says, but it's better, he should tell the Malva that he should give the extra 5 cents, next time he gets stuck, a quarter of pushka, 5 cents of it is mine. So like this, you don't run into any challenge whatsoever.
Let's say the person was retiring to get the item.
What?
If let's say the person who bought the object went a far away place, could he say, keep the change and that'll be your Schar Ticha, that you went to get the object?
Charge for Schar Ticha.
Yeah. And that should not...
But you know, Mishad, is that normally the charge for Schar Ticha? You know, you want to do a chesed, you don't want to get paid for it. For 5 cents to the mitzvah, why would you change for the home mitzvah for 5 cents? Get rid of it. Huh? It's not rid of it, it's a small amount.
But the safety applies by the reverse case, if there's tax, and he only has $12, and
he'll show 10,
with tax,
with the
safety thing?
Well, the mild is sure. We're talking about ribbis. The mild is not paying ribbis. That's for sure okay. The mild is being married for sure, it's okay. He's allowed to be married for that, but it's not, that wasn't a loan. We're talking about, because since he lent the money, like buying the stuff for him, so that is it's a loan for him. The mild wants to be married, the mild is the right thing, Michael. That's for sure it's okay. Another thing, let's say if both are misufik in the amount that was lent. They don't know. Or the misufik is that was both were misufik. They're allowed to make it tonight that, let's say, they're not sure. If you're both are misufik, did you pay me $1,000? You pay me $990, $950. They both can have in mind, if they're both misufik, you have in mind, whenever you give $50 to the sucker, you know, the life gets without sucker, and And the Malu gives 2,000 tzedakah, so he can say, if whatever you do, even you pass, you should come to Shemaya, that extra $50, like if it's tzedakah, that should go for the other person in case it's for him. Alright. We mentioned a number of times, Ribbis Tzutza, is what's with Kesha Ribbis Tzutza? You talk about money from a person, and you're price it with that $1,000, and say when I pay it back, I'll pay it back, let's say $1,100. That's called Ribbis Tzutza. I borrow a certain amount, and I pay you extra amount more than that. That's called Ribbis Tzutza. You make up an amount, that's called Ribbis Tzutza. I pay back, I borrow $1,000, and I pay back $1,100, that's Ribbis Tzutza. Let's say, you borrowed money, and B'Shas Havar said, I'll pay it back in 30 days. The $1,000, not Ribbis. I make up here, I buy $1,000, in 30 days I'll pay back $1,000. Comes 30 days, I don't have $1,000. So I thought, you know what? I didn't pay it back, I don't know when I can pay it back. Let's make up now, I'm going to pay back 10% on this $1,000. So is that Ribbis Tzutza or not? So to Machlokes, in Mechaber, in Simen Kuf Samachvav, Sif Beis Nir Deyes, says being down 2 days. Is that Sin Ribbis Tzutza? Other Ribbis also, the question is, am I Sin Ribbis Tzutza or not? Because it could be Ribbis Tzutza has to be Mamish B'Shas Havah. But this is later on.
Maybe it's a Rehovah now.
Huh?
It's a Rehovah.
So it's a Machlokes. It's a Machlokes. If it's a Sin, it's a Ribbis Tzutza like a new Havah now, it's other Ribbis. It's 2 days in Mechaber, and the Shach says, over there in Sifkot, it's Kuf Samachvav, Sifkot Mechaz, right price come home, it's Ribbis Tzutza. As long as you're Machlokes is man, the Shach, and the Shach, when you speak to him, that you're paying Ribbis, that he's Machlokes man, listen, I won't pay now, I'll pay now in a year from now, then the Tanis, it's still Ribbis Tzutza, Ribbis Tzuraisa. And same thing speaks out to Mechaber, in Kuf Samachvav, and Sifay. And same thing speaks out to Ludina, the Grav, over there in Sifkot Yigimel. Let's say I buy something, and I'm supposed to pay him, let's say, in 30 days. If I don't pay him, I said, listen, I don't pay you in 30 days. Then the 30 days come, you don't pay him. They said, listen, I can't pay you right now, so I'm going to pay you later on with Ribbis. That's the same Shiloh, so Ramos speaks out. Even my Metchamemtor, Ramos says, and Kufa involves Sivav, and Sivav is Tzutza. And Sami speaks out the Taz, over there in Sivkon Ches, and Sami passes Shechonor Harav. And Sif Dalet, and Hibbles Ribbis, and Chavaz Das, and Kuf Samavav, and the Biurim Sif Kon Dalet. It's not Afka by when you lend money, or then when you lend food, or Chafetim. Let's say, for instance, I borrow from somebody a bag of 5 pounds of potatoes, and I pay him back now 10 pounds of potatoes, then I'm Ribbis and Ribbis. Kuyama, no Shaila. It's all talking when I borrow. But let's say I rent something, let's say I rent a car, I rent Kalim. And I give it back this kalim that I rented, that's actually a little bit, Ribbis, what you're paying. That's a regular dinner, regular renting. You pay for renting, you get back the same item. So no matter, you're only paying money for the schiris. So because the schiris, that's not considered Ribbis.
There's no way to take it's not right.
Why?
Because potatoes are bigger.
Well, five pounds.
Or it might be worth more money, maybe 60.
We'll get to that.
When you borrow someone's car and
Here's the song, we'll talk about that. Let's say I buy someone's car. I buy a car for the day. I borrow from a car, let's say with half a tank, and I give back a car with a full tank.
No, that's for sure. I mean, but if you're going to give a half a tank, let's say that's the child. Even if you give back a half a tank, you can't really mishire. It's not the...
That's okay. We'll get to that. Moshe, I buy a half a tank, and I use it for 2 hours, and then I give out a full tank. Is that Ribbis enough? We'll talk about that. So the halacha so we'll get into that. Let's say another case. Let's say the gea, people have children at Yisrael, or you go at Yisrael, or that's usually when it comes from the gea. Let's say I have a check. And in at Yisrael, there are places you go in any yeshiva or any certain stores on the Meisharim and so on. You give a check. Let's say I give a check for $1,000 and for $100. Let's say. And I get back $95, so I get Mizumin. I can't walk around with a check, then no one takes checks usually. So I want to give a check, to certain place they'll cash a check, but they charge you for it. Let's say they charge you for $100, they'll give you $95 back. Pashtus, it's awesome. One second. because you're paying $5, you're paying $5 to get mezumen. So the Pis Yehuda speaks out, in Perek Beis, and the Sipkat Ches, that if he speaks out, if let's say the sign in the store, whatever it is, the reason why I pay $5 is called the Schar Ticha, and that's usually the Schar Ticha, that's the price that normally charged, then there's no listed there. But if he's taking more than the Schar Ticha, then this is a risk because you're taking out because I'm trying to smash. Why? Because I'm giving out cash now, and I'm until I get my cash back, I have to cash the check, I have to go to the bank, and so on. So it's not because I'm trying to smash. Then let me finish. So then, the business then, there's an issa of Ribbistan. However, what happens I charge percent? Percent, let's say, I charge, let's say, 5% to cash a check, or 2%, whatever it is. I charge a certain percent. So the question is, there's no difference if I check, give a $100 check or a $1,000 check. So one guy comes in a check, with a $100 check, I'll charge $5. The person comes with a $1,000 check, I'll charge $50. The person says, it's chaticha to go to the bank and to get the cash back. So the same chaticha, so he's taking more percent. It's more thermal sense, not chaticha. So it's a simon, you take out swimmers. You do it as a business and you make interest on it. It's like let me finish. So chaticha looks like I'm taking rivers over here. The Chayyah should be Shaila from Issa Ribbis. What do you want to say? Yes, sir, what's your answer?
Because if a check bounces,
you
have to run
that plane, he's going to
take
him. Oh, that's one. Whatever you say, you're right, because there's three sheeters. Whatever you say, you're right, okay? He's just two sheeters, here's three sheeters, okay?
He's not loaning the money.
Still like a loan. So it's three sheeters. Some sheeters hold. It's also, I cannot charge the same amount for a $50 check, for $100 check, or a $1,000 check. That's the rivers. That's how camel plates can hold. However, there's a, in the Sefer, Mishnah Zubis brings down, a Bris Yehuda from the Baal Bris Yehuda. It's not from the Bris Yehuda itself, but he brings down the Baal, he has the Baal Bris Yehuda, and he says it depends where you live. In Eretz Yisrael, when you give an American check from Chutz La'aretz, an American check, and so there are many achrayos, like Machlok says, hefsedim. Let's say sometimes check bounces. Sometimes you lose the check. And sometimes you have to until you send it to America and so on. Until you get back your money and so on, there's kind of tichas involved. There's a lot of chatichas in that. So therefore, you're allowed to charge the same amount, no matter if the check is $100 or $1,000, you can charge the same 5% or whatever the check they charge. However, a check in it's so far as it's all, you know, that's all. I imagine there are checks in Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. Eretz Yisrael is not for the heart. It's not showing the community. If you can charge a percent because it's about small ticha, and to charge a percent, you're not allowed to charge it all. $5 fee, across the board, any check you do, that's chaticha. But Eretz Yisrael, so I know some wise guy's going to tell me, listen, Eretz Yisrael, the more chashid, you know what I mean? You have to think of the hefzer over there, no?
That's why, Alex.
Huh?
You got to deal with them tougher.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's only going to say that. Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Bris Yehuda says. There's a third shita. The third shita is it says for Vibis Lara Alocha. He brings out, in the parish, Yud Gimel Sif Contest, he brings out, he asks the Shaila of Yashiv. So he told him like this. It's all tolerant that Kavana of the one who buys the check, the one who deals with the checks, the money changer, right. If his kavanah is, when he takes off the cause, vexler, that's the word I was looking for, the vexler.
Right, vexler.
Okay. Vexler, that's a Yiddish word. Yeah. One who changes, okay?
So,
Torah kavanahs of the vexler. If his kavanah is, when he takes off the amount, that's chad ticha, then it's okay. But if Kavana is Peskah and Tana, then it's Austin. You have to get the Seichah. Depends on the Seichah. And he says further. He quotes from Rashi even further. Yeah? Let's say the check is post-dated. Now, the way I understand, if it's a post-dated check, they usually charge you more. Correct or not? Okay.
Post-dated. Where?
Post-dated. Yes, it's all.
The whole country works on post-dated checks.
But anyway, you charge more. If the deck is the way I'm told, and the way it's put on the swarm, is they're supposed to charge you more. Why? Because I'm giving you mizumin now. And later, and the check is posted a month, I gotta lay out the money. So if I charge you more, so that's called the schar tana. I charge you more, the sermon is valid against the rivers, and that's awesome. If I charge the same amount again, post a check, or you say like everyone gets posted checks, but they charge the same amount, no matter it's posted or not posted, then that's the same thing, no problem. But if I charge extra because it's posted, that's just a schar tana, and that's also because of rivers. Sometimes you can't even find the guy. The guy gives a check, a third party check, you don't know where the guy is. No, so that's so when I charge 5%, I'm doing that for schaticha, the slicha schaticha, because I've lost the
also. To begin with.
It looks like a war. It is a war. What I'm doing is, the check, it's not...
I get paid if you...
Huh?
And if you tell me, because of the fact that the guy bounces the check and pay, I see how it
works. No, no, so when I charge 5%, I take everything, it's chatech and also chatech, and I take everything included.
It's got to start with the
halvor.
See,
that's called off the sit halvor. Are you allowed to say thank you when someone gives you a loan? Very important, Shiloh. The Gemara says in Bar Metzia, that I inhale this. According to Gemara, Tanya, Rabshim ben Yechai Ema, Rabshim Yechai says, Minayim Unai Shechaber Emana, Ve'ena Rabba Lahagum Lashalam, Shasa Lahagum Lashalam. That if you meet somebody, and you never said hello to him, and now he lent me $1,000, so whenever I see him, say good morning. I never said good morning to him in life, but now I left him $1,000, I say good morning, I say Shalom Aleichem. So then, the thing is, Gemara says, Tavalaima, Asal Hagla Shalom. You're not allowed to. You have to act the same way as before he gave you a loan. Tavalaima, Nashach Kaldava Shahisha, Afilin Adaba. So we're learning Diba. So even Diba is also, Ribis Devorim is also. Now in your idea, the Machava says like this, in Sifir Al, Kuf Sama Sifir Al. Im, Lai Hayir Raga, Lahadim, Lai Shalom, Asal Hagla Lai. So that Gemara from Metzia is a Machava. If one wrote to Mat Sholem, it's also to Mat Sholem. In the Rishayna, it's a Machlaikis, if it's a Deraisa, or it's a Drabonim. The Radvash holds, and Shuvas Yivash, I mean, Shuvas Yivash, and Simish Kufam Zayin, he holds at Sminatayah. This, with his Deran, is it's a Deraisa, but it's a Das Yochid. On the Deran, another Rishayna, and all the Paiskim see those, it's all Drabonim. It's a Drabonim. And the reason why? Because usually, what's this the derisive ribbis? Is that take money from someone. Here it's not, it's only words. It's not, you know, the person you never chashim anything. You're not saying someone ribbis wrong. He's not mabich anything anymore. So there's the job on him. The biach grow in sinu kof samach, sifkon yigimu bina hashem tisefta, even if you're mad with pamachas. Let's say I said hello to him once before. Then the thing is, You'll have to, even during the Avon, you'll have to be Matim Sholem. Because the ones I did it before already, I'm allowed to continue. So if I never said before, in the case of Mechav is talking, like Rav Lahadim, he didn't mind, but once he did it already, once before already, then the thing is, you're allowed to say Sholem to him.
How can you say Tizkim Mitzvah?
Well, we're not talking about that. We'll get some Tizkim Mitzvah, Yashikayach, we'll get to all these things. When we start. Yashikayach, Tizkim Mitzvah, thank you.
Thank you is better than...
We'll get to it. Give a chance. We'll talk about that. Alright?
Are you only talking about during the period of the loan?
We'll get to that also. Okay. The Bis Yehuda in Perikyot Sifkon Chavei says that let's say he's the type of friendly person. Whenever he sees anybody, he says, Shalom, good morning, how are you? So even, and he never met this guy before. And now the life of me happens to meet him again. He always makes him Shalom to anybody. And he didn't have a mad shalom, but he didn't even know who he was. He didn't even never saw him before. He down to the Peshul, and he didn't know who the person is. So, but he's always mad when he sees the person, he's always shalom to him. Then he's allowed to mad and shalom to the Malva. And certainly, if you were dealing for him, and you always got shalom beforehand, certainly allowed to mad and shalom. He says even further, that let's say the Malva, this is how lucky is, the The Leibach can't be Matan Shalom first to the Malva. But let's say the Malva says first to him Shalom, then the person can speak out, you'll have to answer back for sure. Because this is only asking if the Leibach is Matan Shalom to the Malva. But the other way around, the person can speak out, it's Yehuda, the Bisaifim, the Mishnasubis don't speak out, then for sure it's okay. The Sefer, Ribis, Laila Lacha, says something from a quote from Yashiv, that something that's very Muslim Mustafa. And I saw also, says the same Torah says the Ken HaTorah, that's from Cheskel Rod, also on Simchus Samach, Simchus Mem, it's the same thing. That the Mechav is talking only that he was Makim beforehand, but he never was Makim Sholem. But let's say he wasn't Rabbi to Mishal, he wasn't Rabbi to give him Sholem. But he never knew who he was. And now, through the Havar, he's Makim now, and now the Leiter comes to Matan Shalom, like he does to all people he's friendly to, then you're allowed to be Matan Shalom. You're allowed to, because that is also, the Matan Shalom is us, because as long as not the Shul, how you say this, the Issa is Dafka B'Shvil Havar. Shh, please. It's only B'Shvil Havar. But if you're not Matan Shalom at all, it gets through because you have to know who he is from now on, then there's no Issa of the Matan Shalom. But push it. The reason why Matan Shalom is because of the Havar, that for sure it's also. And same thing also. Let's say he said a good morning to always the person. And I say a more of a Vama greeting, then it's not also also. It has to be same as you're doing the Tuna. So it's a type of a warm type of Shalom, more than usual than you would normally get. The person can speak out is also.
But again,
one second, let me finish. The Pekiyasa says, there's a Pekiyasa which you probably weren't going to get to right now. The Gyasa says, on the Gini of Shekhanach over here in Simikul Sala, things are close to my rib. The Mechab is talking, the Issa of Israel is only the Shas Tavor. Only the Shas Tavor. But let's say, before Avor, or certainly after Avor, you're allowed, there's no Issa then, you're allowed to. Why? He says, it's just because I once found one of you, so from now I give me my Tashon and Koyama. It's only the Shas Tavor, I saw the money. So I want to have good grace in case I want to push it off, whatever it is, whatever reason. But let's say once I pay already, there's no answer to Magnum Sholem. And send it speaks out the Avram here in Sifyut, and send it speaks out the Bisyuda and Pergyut, Sif Kazan, Ches.
What if you didn't pay
him
yet?
Huh? What if you didn't pay him yet? Then you can't say, then you can't.
You can respond back to his greeting though, right?
Huh? You can respond to his greeting, yeah. The Malva says he can respond. Now we'll get to the real stuff. Can you say thank you? If someone makes Havar, during the Havar, of a right when I came back, can I say thank you? Or can I say Tiskel Mitzvah? Or can I say Yashikaya? Or can I say Tzborach Meshamayim? Or maybe all these things are also because they're in the Zemara.
You got the
Shuvah.
What? You said when he pays him back or when he
pays him? Don't pay him back.
What about when he takes
it? Same thing, same Shiloh. It was wrong. Dr. Shuvah. And Simon Kufsama, Sifkan Pezayin, he's out for Sefer Mabataya, that says a Kiddush Gadol, the Issa of saying thank you when you pay your person back, when the letter pays back to Mala, is only in Tashka Deziba. When I say thank you, Issa Deziba, there's no Issa. You have to say Taida. However, Bis Yehuda, and right since everyone seems to have to hold like that, Bis Yehuda is breaking out, Sifkan Zamachay, he's a fact about this, and Mstab is not like the Mabataya. The Moshe writes in Tshuva, in Simich, Yerdea, he had a shaylah, someone had the money to print the sefer. Is he allowed to print in the sefer? Thank you for giving, you helped me print in the sefer. But he wanted the money to print the sefer. So Moshe writes in Tshuva, it's also to write and to print, well, thank you. It's Nichlal Nibbiz Aron. You can't print like that. And same thing I saw in the Erech Shai, in Madur Tinyana, and Simon Kofsana, Sylvia Bay. The same thing. It's called if it's wrong, you can't. Someone's money for the Sefer, you can't write thank you in the Sefer. However, what?
It's after the payment, right?
No, I don't have the money.
I mean, it's after the payment, you pay them back?
No, I didn't pay that yet. Yeah, right, yeah. Right, thank you.
Afterwards, you can write it.
Thank you. Afterwards, usually, I don't know, you don't talk about that. Afterwards,
you should be able to.
Afterwards, it should be okay, going to the Begeiser. Let me finish. However, we'll get there. However, the Moshe writes If you, but you're allowed to write a lashon hayda. You're allowed to write like this. She's baruch nashmayim. You're allowed to say baruch nashmayim because that's hayda. That's only hayda and sif devarim. Sif devarim b'alma. And that's very much in the fasim because in the fasim ayse mitzvah. That's what the Moshe writes the tshuva. On this last day, now you're on a vista. The tshuva you'll be aima from Rabbi Yosef. And also Mishnah Rebbe's Kotzel Hoyashir, that the person, he tells on Moshe Tzach, the person itself is telling him thank you, that's also Rebbe's Devarim. So Yashir passes, you should be Machma, and not take it to Hidor, and fast him, then he lent you the money. That's what they write. So they are going to Moshe. We're not finished yet. The children of Mechashleima. Mechashleima is in Chelek Al Simcha Zayin Rezal, he says, you're allowed to tell the Malma, thank you. Shouldn't be Kofi Toiva. He did you a favor, that's Kofi Toiva. And she should say, but you're not allowed to say, Tiskun, give brachas, to say thank you, that's Nemshachkai, Kofi Toiva. But to say, Tiskun, Mitzvah, that's giving a bracha. And Pashtis, they know, Pashtis, the Lagan Ramash is Tshuva also, because the giving guy, his bracha from the Shemayim, he's Pashtis, the Lagan Ramash is Tshuva, Pashtis. So, and that's the reason why he writes in the Sefer, Shlom Zalman writes, you're allowed that you ask it to Malkum Shalom, since it's a bracha. And Sefer, and if you adds on, that's also awesome to say Yashar Kech, it's also a bracha. That's what Shlom writes, and Shlom Zalman writes, in Chelek Aleph, Simch Chavzayim. So it says a chilek, to say thank you, it's okay, but to give him a bracha, this commits as awesome. However, Shlom Zalman, in Chelek Beis, and Nechashleim Chaybei Simen Sam Ches Reisbei, he says, I have Chayben for his tshuva. That's Chazor, Harata. That's Harata. And he writes that he came and say thank you. Why did I change your mind, he writes? Because he saw the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I've called the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is in Hechaz Ribbis and Sif Tess. He says like this. Timatim Shalom, if you want Rabu Mitzchila to have Mitzchim Shalom, then the din is, if you want Rago, you're not allowed to. Veitach Leimah is a kalkul in front of. To praise in front of him, to start to say what nice guy you are in front of him, it's us. So on this part of the kalkul in front of, the Sefer, the Rishonim says, in Sivan Kusamach, in Amigdala, Sivkan Kupsar Gal, says, Vaisus of Shechon Acharav, that should let in front of him allowed to praise him. Even though it checks to the mouth we'll hear from later on, that's a bit of a mela. You don't have to worry about that. Or the writer, Shechonah says, he writes that he can't say thank you to Mama, so Shlom Zalman is Chayza on his side. He holds, not only now to give him a bracha, you now have to say thank you. The Brit Yehuda, in fact, it out, and Sifka Mandal is in Lama Tzchus. That you're allowed to say, Tisku Mitzvah. Why? What do you mean to say when you say Tisku Mitzvah? Your attention is, just like you say in this mitzvah of Gemir Chassadim, the Baruch Shem help you, you should be said to do other mitzvahs. And Satan speaks out to be Sefer, and some Kufsama holds the same thing. One second, and the bracha that you're giving is not on the Etzim Avon. He's telling me, give me a bracha, you should continue to do good things. It's not on the Etzim Avon. Therefore, Shri Mutra. Okay, this I saw in the Tari Tamima, on Chumash. The Tari Tamima in Pashas Kiseitze, in Perich of Gimel, and by Kesetal Asami, says over there, the end of it's wrong, we'll say thank you. This is our hurts. So you might on the tier that you thank you for the tircha. You have to go get the money, put the money together for you, the tircha. And the door is not a kubah bar. It's on the tircha sadaba. So Mela, and he's also not supposed to say thank you. And the Sefer Mishnah Rivers brings down from the Yashir that this man is there. It's not for his to say thank you on every small thing. The guy moves a chair to you. Thank you. He says thank you on everything. So Mela, and you have to say Tisku Mitzvah on everything else. You say on everything else Tisku Mitzvah. So Mela, he holds to say thank you, or to say tisko mitzvah, it's okay. And then he speaks out to say rivisla halacha, he has a lot of questions on that also. So Weiss from Kalapaiskin that the Archer and the Maisha and the Shon is Alman, the Meiko. However, there's an Eitz I saw in the Sefer Machaya Chichimach from Moshe Silverberg. He writes over there a portion of the Eitz, and it's just to kill everybody. There's no shadow whatsoever. The Sefer Machaya Chichimach in Islam and Dalit. He gives an Eitz, you should, when someone lends us their money, you pay him back, and you want to give a bracha, you say, you should, either what you say. Yashakayach lecha alatircha shetarachta b'shvili. Not this time Yashakayach, because it could be mitzvah avah. So you should say clearly, thank you for the tircha you matrir for me. So you're not my dechal avah. And the Malba won't be angry, because he shows that you're doing something. You're not a comforter. And the same thing speaks out, other brain, the same Eitzah, it's a Pasha, it's the Yaitzah Chodes. Finish over the story. Printed in the Sefer, from Shimon Schwab in Selected Writings in page 287. Interesting story. He writes, what happened to him, the D.M. Lutheran writes, he was learning in Shimon's mirror. He had to go home for Pesach. So he went to Yerucham to lend him money. For the trip. He needed, let's say, $100. I don't know what it was in the mirror that time, what it was. We'll call $100. So he asked him to lend him $100. So Yerucham gave him $100. He came home, came back after Pesach came back to Yeshiva, and he gives back to Yerucham after $100 and says, thank you. So Yerucham says like this, How can you give me that? How do you like to say through this room? You're not allowed to. He says, you know, you come from Germany. You have to be, very proper. You have to be proper. Can you override that Shukhanach? What's wrong with you? Give him almost a shmuz. Next year, he has to go again back. He has to go back to home, to Germany for Pesach. And get him by $100. So, when he comes back, he gives back $100. He doesn't say thank you. He says, where's your curse of Tariq? He says, I don't send you, Rabbi, he says. I don't send. Last year, you gave me over the head for what he called for say thank you. Now I don't say, how does he get over the head? What do you want from me? So he answers to Yerucham answer. This is Rabbi Yerucham. This is what he answers to him. He says that it's also for sure to also give thank you. But you have to have a feeling of gratitude should be so overwhelming, you should have a difficulty suppressing the words. I don't see that in you. I don't see you struggling about that. That's not a time on you. This is what the real commands are back. Okay. We'll do a little time now.
Come up with a song. I would say thank you, but Shubhas Dvarim said, not to say thank you, as my was the coffee time. Some of it stuck in a little bind. What, is there something wrong with saying that?
I'm just telling you my story. I'm saying another story.
I want to know if there's something wrong with saying that.
You should have said what's the last data. Thank you for lending money for Tichon, giving money to lend me to Tichon. That's it.
I want to mix myself.
What?
We'll get to that.
This is Shalom Kobal. He says, I'm blowing flash money, you never sent beforehand. I allowed to take him because of that.
It's a different. We don't plan for now. We'll do that next week. All right.
Milton for Hester, can I lend him my car? Can I lend him my lawnmower? I never lend it out. But for him, I'll lend him money.
Don't talk, we'll have it next week. Okay, Lua Chaim now.